Okay, well, she is no stranger to the program. It's Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, and she's made some extraordinary contributions in the field of well-being, anti-aging, easy weight loss, optimal nutrition, faith-based, peaceful, balanced living. I'm telling you what, if it's soothing, if it's calming, if it's good for you, this lady is behind it, and it is great to have you back. Susan, welcome to the program. It's been way too long.
Way too long, and it's a pleasure to be back with you, Tony. Thank you.
You always have something interesting to contribute to the world, and we're going to talk about, here we are in the summertime, getting ready for the summer. You want to get outside and enjoy, and maybe you put on a little extra weight, or a lot of extra weight, whatever the case may be. But, it can be detrimental to us, and we need to find a way to take that extra weight off just to make us feel better. So, what can we do? Why is extra weight detrimental to us? And also, those that have the extra, sometimes they're not the happiest people in the world. I mean, it's just a big burden to carry around, isn't it?
No, isn't that the truth? And in fact, I've had a private practice since the early 80s, and still new people that come to me, that's usually the number one issue. Susan, I need help with getting all my extra weight off and keeping it off. So it's an area of expertise for me. I've worked with people all over the world for decades. And, you go to any expert and scientist, and they'll call obesity an American epidemic. And it's one that brings with it many major problems. Look at it this way. Millions of people, Tony, on the planet are starving to death all around the world, but the United States has the dubious honor of being the fattest country on the globe. 50% of us are obese, and Americans are preoccupied with their waistlines. We spent last year more than $40 billion on diet foods, diet programs, diet pills, so-called guaranteed weight loss products, and yet the National Center for Health Statistics says we're getting fatter all the time. So when you carry extra weight, how does that impact your body? Well, it brings with it major problems like heart disease, cancer, especially breast cancer, colon cancer, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune dysfunction, osteoarthritis, stroke, gout, sleep disorders, gallstones, and diabetes. They're all associated with obesity. And I like to be positive, so let's put this in a more positive light. Even losing a little weight may significantly improve your health and well-being. And the sad truth is that and studies and surveys indicate that most people aren't happy with their weight or the shape of their body. Half of the women in America, a quarter of the men, are currently trying to lose weight and reshape the body. And the sad thing is that most people are going about it the wrong way, the hard way, by dieting, which doesn't work. You want to throw away any diet books that tell you can lose weight and keep it off without moving a muscle, because they're ripoffs. Dieting is not the cure for excess fat, because after you finish a diet, okay, maybe you've lost a little weight, but you haven't lost your tendency to get heavy and fat again. And we'll go through all of this today on exactly how to do it. And, of course, my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and my books, Wired for High-Level Wellness and Uplifted, I talk about this. Oh, and my exercise book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. You'll get all the details.
Well, I've heard it used before. Well, my metabolism is just kind of slow. I need to do something to speed up my metabolism. What does metabolism mean, and where does it fit in all this?
Yes, yes. So your basal metabolic rate, great question too, is the rate at which your body utilizes energy. So put another way, it has to do with how efficiently your body burns calories. Calories are a measuring unit of heat energy. You probably remember that from high school. When metabolism is higher, you burn more fat, have an much easier time losing weight or fat and maintaining your body weight. You can feed your body all the best supplements and all the best foods in the world, but if you don't tune up, tone up, if your muscles aren't exercised, they won't burn up the calories in those foods. And 2 out of 3 people who are on a diet, 2 out of 3, Tony, will regain their weight in 1 year or less. 97% will gain the weight back in 5 years. And then to make matters worse, the majority of dieters who lose weight will gain back even more fat than they had before they started a diet. And they've all violated the important rule in creating and maintaining a healthy, fast metabolism. They've lost lean body mass or muscle. An overweight person needs to retrain his or her body so that it burns up all the calories it gets, storing none as fat. Now, maybe initially you need a diet to help break bad eating habits, to retrain your taste buds, to jumpstart your metabolism, to help you lose some excess fat. We'll talk exactly about how to do that. But long-term weight control requires a change in the body chemistry so you don't get fat all over again. And exercise, E-X-E-R-C-I-S-E, is the only way to change your metabolism so that your body converts fewer calories to fat. And you need aerobic exercise like walking or swimming, biking, aerobic dance, a treadmill in your home, to burn the fat out of your muscles. And then you also need weightlifting to build your muscle, which in turn increases metabolism. And next, I want to talk about how to increase that muscle mass.
Yeah, what are some ways to do that? You know, because I get to the point, I can't be a power lifter. Now, my son is, but I can't be. But, you know, it really doesn't take a whole lot if you've been inactive to start building. You kind of got to do it on a slow scale, don't you? Just kind of.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, but, you know, baby steps make a positive difference. Here's how you increase your muscle mass. Muscle burns fat. It's that simple. Exercise increases muscle, tones it, alters its chemistry, increases the metabolic rate. When you exercise, you actually continue to burn calories even when you're sleeping or sitting in a chair, but you've got to exercise correctly to get the best results. And the more muscle you have, that means a faster metabolism. And that is absolutely our goal. So why is this so important? Because muscle is a highly metabolic tissue. It burns 5 times more calories as most other body tissues, pound for pound. So in other words, muscle requires oxygen and more calories to sustain itself than does body fat. And when you have more muscle mass, you burn more calories than someone who's the same age, even if you're both sitting still, which is why people who have little extra muscle on their body have an easier time maintaining weight. So how do you build that extra muscle? Now, remember, I said aerobic activity, cardiovascular activity, like walking, is good for your heart, your vessels, your lungs, and it helps to burn some fat out of your muscles. But then you need to add in weight training. Now, weight training might mean that you go to a gym, or maybe in your house you have some dumbbells, and I'm not talking about the other people that live with you. Maybe you have a bench. Maybe yeah. You have a little apparatus. Maybe you have one of those vibration plates that you stand on, and then you do band work or lift some dumbbells. But here's the key secret this is the secret to losing weight and keeping it off. If you add 10 extra pounds of muscle to your body, and when you add those pounds, that doesn't mean you'll weigh 10 pounds more, even though muscle weighs more than fat, you'll be losing fat at the same time. So overall, your weight will go down. But the addition, Tony, of 10 extra muscles, pounds of muscle on your body will burn approximately, you ready for this?
How much?
Drum roll.
All right.
Will burn approximately 500 more calories a day. And you'd have to jog 6 miles a day, 7 days a week, to burn the same number of calories. 10 extra pounds of muscle can burn a pound of fat a week. That's 52 pounds a year. So how do you do this? To increase that muscle, you have to engage in some type of weight training. It's known as strength training or resistant training. And the cool thing about weight training is that after you've done the weight training, it's not even so much the weight training you do, but it's the physiological effects that take place in the 48 hours after the weight training that enhance metabolism. And by the way, I taught all of this at UCLA for 30 years to students, staff, and faculty, told everyone how to be healthy and fit. So the best way to increase that lean muscle mass is through weight training. As we get older, our muscles atrophy. If we don't use them, we lose them. So this means, you know, a weight machine, barbells, dumbbells, cables, freehand movements. A push-up is weight training. You're pushing up the weight on your body. And if you're not strong enough yet to do a push-up on the floor, I do those. But I also, maybe 10 to 15 times a day on the island in my kitchen, whenever I walk into the kitchen, I do what a word I coined in the 70s. I was the first fitness trainer in Los Angeles in the 70s. But I do push-aways. I do both with my hands closer together to get the tricep area underneath my arm. And then I do another set with my hands farther apart, like shoulder distance apart, that gets more the upper chest, the front of the shoulders, and helps to bring back up north, ladies, the chest area that maybe has fallen down south. Those push-aways are really good for that. So how long, I know what you're thinking, Tony.
No, you don't.
To add 10 pounds of muscle onto my body.
Yeah.
I want the effect of burning 500 more calories a day. Well, if you do a regular weight training program 3 times a week for 30 to 40 minutes, it will take 3 times a week. It will take about 5 to 6 months. So what does that mean? You've got to be committed. You've got to have a program you stick with. You need to be consistent. But once you build, and it will slowly come on. It's not that you need to weigh every day. Take measurements when you start. Take measurements around your waist, your chest, your hips, your thighs, maybe your upper arm. Even men, measurements around your neck. You know, you gain weight, and all of a sudden your shirts can't even button around your neck anymore.
Yeah, that can be a problem.
Measurements are good. And within 4 weeks of this consistent program, at least 3 times a week with weight training. By the way, if you did weight training 6 days a week and took a day off, then you'd see the 10 extra pounds of muscle in about 3 months. But I'm being conservative here. If you did weight training 3 times a week and did aerobic the other 30 to 40 minutes a day, keep in mind with aerobic, though, that it's at about the 30-minute mark that your body in earnest uses the fat as the fuel source. So if you just walk for 15 minutes, you're basically burning glucose from the meat you're previous meals. But if you can go longer than 30 minutes, that kicks in the fat burning system, so you're going to be burning more fat. In other words, exercise, if you want to be healthy, if you want to live longer, boost your immunity, look younger, have youthful skin, and keep the weight off and not have to ever deal with extra weight again, exercise must be a part of your healthy living program.
Well, what about adding supplements? Do you recommend, what supplements do you recommend in all this?
Well, isn't this interesting? There's one thing I take to boost my metabolism a little bit. You're going to be shocked when you hear this. Are you sitting down?
I am, yes.
Okay. It's cayenne pepper.
Oh, wow.
Cayenne pepper. Who knew? First of all, it's great for your circulation, but it's a natural fat burner that actually helps to rev up the motors of your energy furnace by helping to raise your metabolic rate by about 25%. And the research studies show that cayenne, and by the way, you can sprinkle it on food, or you can, I take it in capsule forms. I take two capsules a day, one mid-morning, one mid-afternoon, because I don't want everything to taste spicy and hot.
Right, right.
But what it does is cayenne increases the body's heat production. That's called thermogenesis. And it speeds up the metabolism of fats and carbohydrates. And they found that the cayenne increased the, also the production of norepinephrine and epinephrine. These are hormones, neurotransmitters in the body. And that's a sign of increased activity of the sympathetic nervous system, which could account for the reduction in the appetite. You know, if you know you're going to a big, let's say, a birthday, anniversary, holiday meal, an hour before you go, have a little something to eat. You never want to arrive famished, but also have cayenne pepper on what you eat or take a little capsule, and you'll find you're not as hungry. The capsaicin, that's an ingredient that's found in hot peppers, stimulates your body to burn extra calories almost like exercise. So, you know, a half a teaspoon, if you can bear this, or in a glass of water or a capsule, one, two, three capsules a day at mealtime. So in addition to the cayenne supplement, I highly recommend you consider getting an infrared sauna. There's so many reasons, and you know, Tony, I've had one in my home for about 25 years, and it keeps my immune system boosted, my skin looking young. It takes away aches and pains in the body. It gives me energy, and sitting in an infrared sauna, you're not even working out, sitting for 30 minutes and building up a good sweat so you release a lot of toxins, is the equivalent of jogging 3 miles, the benefit for your cardiovascular system. So just so people won't write me to ask me questions, let me just say, go to SusanSmithJones.com, go to favorites. I've got 7 or 8 articles about the benefits of infrared saunas, how to get one, because you don't want a sauna that's made with toxic wood and other supplies. You want a good infrared sauna. You can get a 1-person, a 2-person, or a 3-person. Also, something else that helps metabolism is molecular hydrogen inhalation. I've got a little device right here on my desk. It's not video, so you can't see, but I'm breathing in a mix of oxygen and hydrogen that helps burn more calories. And again, go to favorites at Susan Smith Jones, or go to the search bar and put in molecular hydrogen inhalation. And then here's something that I'm going to recommend that doesn't really help you lose weight, but it's an excuse people give me all the time. They'll say, Susan, I don't want to work out because then it makes my muscles sore, and I don't like to have my joints and muscles sore. Well, and I'm sure you've heard of this. It's called Olbas, O-L-B-A-S.
Okay.
It's in every health food store in America. They have different products in the line. They have an oil and a salve and a little inhaler you can breathe in your nose to open up your nasal passages. It's been around for 100 years. It's sold in 40 countries. I've been using Olbus products for 50 years, and I say this because it was just early this morning. I went out and did a very arduous hike in the Santa Monica Mountains, and before I hike and afterwards, I'll just put on a little bit of the Olbus salve. It's got all these essential oils in it. It's all natural. It smells heavenly, and it helps to bring circulation to the joint, the muscle, that helps prevent pain in muscles and joints. And I've used it for 50 years. And whenever I go to Europe, they call their drugstores, we call them drugstores, they call them chemist shops. And you see Olbus products all over the UK, all over Europe. It's just huge. You next time, and even in supermarkets, you see the little Olbus inhaler. Because if you have a cold or an allergy or a stuffy nose for whatever reason, maybe you eat foods that cause your nose to get stuffy, you put this little inhaler that's about the size of your index finger. You just put it at the tip of your nose and cover the other nostril and breathe in, and it just makes you breathe easily. And it's so wonderful. I'm never without it. I get seven at a time. So anyway, that Olbus salve, if you go to my website and put in the search bar Olbus, or go to olbas.com, you can learn more about it. This way, you can do all your workouts, and if you get achy joints or muscles or strain with workouts, you just put on a little bit of the Olbus salve.
That sounds like something I might need to try out. That is a very good suggestion there. Let's talk about eating habits. You've mentioned that grazing is a good way to eat. Explain what you're talking about grazing, because when I think about grazing, I think about the cattle out in the field grazing, and they're constantly eating, and that's, show me a buffet and I'll graze. But
yeah,
it's
exactly
a little different than what you're meaning, right?
Exactly. And grazing is what most people would think, cows grazing on the land. But grazing really means to graze throughout the day, like cows do. It's not that you should be eating one to two huge meals, because eating too many calories in one big meal, especially like you do when in the holidays, will cause you to store a lot of extra fat. So if you instead divide those one to two huge meals into four to five smaller meals throughout the day, That actually will boost your metabolism. That's called grazing. It keeps your metabolism stoked. It also helps you from feeling deprived, and that's a chief complaint of everyone who's ever been on a diet. And for those of you that want to know specifically about the foods, and we'll go through just a little bit here, but please refer to my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. But in terms of what you eat, I'm going to say ditch the white stuff. Ditch it. Change your color palette. White foods, white bread, white flour, pasta, sugar, cakes, pies, muffins, donuts, nothing you would ever eat, Tony.
Oh, absolutely.
No.
Okay.
No, you're going to add pounds to your waistline and little or nothing to your nutrition. And why? Because all these white foods have a high glycemic index, raising the blood sugar rapidly, only to have it crash and burn, causing you to crave more sweets and more fattening white stuff. So keep in mind that sugar's really bad. You want to cut out all sugar. It's empty calories. That means it doesn't offer any nutrition. And the average American consumes about 2 pounds of sugar a week.
Oh, wow.
And it's not all visible. In fact, there are many hidden sources, like in breads, mayonnaise, ketchup, spaghetti sauce, virtually all frozen meals. So you want to avoid it, try to avoid commercial baked goods. They have three strikes against them. They're made from white flour with added sugar, and lethal trans fats. So now I know you're thinking, all right, what's left to eat? So to keep your blood sugar level balanced and your waist trim, you want to eat a rainbow of fruits and vegetables every day. They've got high concentrations of nutrients. So load up on colorful foods like, let me name ones that everyone loves, tomatoes, oranges, blueberries, spinach, beans, squash, apples, berries, grapes, and then maybe be a little adventurous with kale, kiwi, eggplant, pomegranates, avocados, by the way, that's an aphrodisiac, apricots, and more. Now, but there is an exception to avoid white foods rule. Can you guess what you can eat that's white?
I'm at a loss right now, but is it a fruit?
It's a vegetable.
Oh, a vegetable.
I'm going to tell
right.
you, because these two wow. vegetable, a vegetable and an herb,
reddish?
Might cause you to spend more time alone.
Garlic.
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Garlic and onions.
Onions. Are, oh, wow.
Loaded
All right.
with powerful antioxidants. So the bottom line is, if your plate looks like a fiesta, you know you're eating what's good for you. And in addition to a rainbow of fruits and vegetables, you want about a daily fist-sized portion of your preferred protein. For some, it might be lean meat or poultry, seafood or eggs. But they're vegetable-based options, too, like beans and soy, nuts, seeds, tofu. You know, and then of course, there's water. You've got to make sure you drink enough water. Water keeps us hydrated, flushes out toxins, satisfies thirst, which we often mistake for hunger. And scientists tell us that we need about 2 quarts of water a day. And you think, well, that's a lot of water. But we lose a lot of water every day, Tony, through the breathing process, through sweat, urine, bowel movements. So you need about 2 quarts a day. And I bet some people are thinking right now, but I drink a lot of soda. I drink a lot of caffeinated coffee. See, Americans drink hundreds of calories each day in nutritionally empty caloric beverages like fruit juices, pasteurized fruit juices, and soda. And the problem with drinking your calories is that they go down so quickly you don't even know that they count. And before you know it, Tony, you maybe have added hundreds of calories to your daily total without satisfying any of your hunger. So if you want to see a significant weight loss, grab a bottle of water or a glass of water and make that your beverage of choice. And here's a little secret about why. In addition to flushing toxins out of your body and helping you feel full, getting enough water helps your liver to stay focused on one of its main missions. And the mission is to metabolize fat. And another function of the liver is to pick up the slack for your beautiful kidneys, which need water to function properly. So if your kidneys are underperforming because of dehydration, the liver is forced to do their work and put fat metabolism function in the background. In other words, if you just do nothing more than drinking 2 quarts of water, good water, and go to my website, search on alkaline water in the search bar, you'll see the best water to drink. But if you did nothing more than that for a week, you will see that you're going to drop some weight.
Well, and it also keep your liver and your kidneys from really getting mad at each other.
Exactly.
Especially the liver.
No battles going on between them. That is so right.
Oh.
All those kidney liver battles.
I'm telling you, that could be detrimental to your well-being there. Now let's talk about this is a great, I love this idea for taking off weight, and that's sleeping.
Isn't that the best?
I'm thinking I want to do that program. All right, tell us Tell us why the lack of sleep actually works totally opposite of everything that you've tried to do. If you don't get enough sleep, how bad is it for you?
Yeah, you know, it's really bad for you because one of the roles of sleep is to lower the cortisol level in your body. Cortisol is one of the stress hormones. And so when you go to sleep with a higher cortisol level, but you don't sleep very well, and you wake up with an even higher cortisol level, then what does that do the next day? First of all, it throws off any willpower you have for making the right choices for food. And then not only that, but it causes everything you eat, even healthy foods, to turn to more fat and be deposited on your body. So sleep plays a major role in glucose metabolism and neuroendocrine function. There was a study done on how important it is to get a good night's sleep, and it involved 70,000 women. So this isn't like 7 or 70, it's 70,000 women. And researchers found that the women who slept 5 hours a night were 32% more likely to experience major weight gain and an increase of about 33 pounds or more, and 15% were more likely to become obese over the course of this several-year study, compared with people who slept 7 to 8 hours a night. So sleeping less affects changes in a person's basal metabolic rate. And remember, that's the number of calories you burn when at rest. Another study found that children who didn't get sufficient sleep at night were much more likely than their well-rested peers to be overweight. And that's really important for kids who can so easily be bullied in school. So this has to also do with changes in your satiety and your hunger hormones like leptin and ghrelin. You know, there have been a lot of studies on that. But suffice it to say, the takeaway here is if you have weight to lose and you want to lose it and keep it off and you want to be healthy and you want to have a strong immune system and be in a better mood and have energy, you've got to make getting good sleep every night, Tony, non-negotiable, absolutely non-negotiable. And let me comment on why it's important not to eat under a lot of stress, because a lot of people do that. And so this gets in, you know, my undergraduate major at UCLA was psychology, and then my graduate studies were in exercise physiology and holistic health sciences. So who's not under stress these days?
I don't think there's a single person that does not have a little bit of stress
in their
life.
In fact, just before we connected today, there was a huge breaking news thing that 97% of school kids are feeling high levels of anxiety. They didn't want to admit that 2 years ago of what would happen with all the lockdowns, and it's caused kids to gain weight and to be very depressed and anxious. So what happens when we eat under stress, because it's a major factor in the obesity epidemic, not only do we eat in some misguided desire to fill up the emptiness or to calm the jitters we mistake for hunger pains, but we also eat in response to natural fluctuations in the stress hormone cortisol and in our blood sugar. So how many times have you found yourself maybe craving sugar at 4 p.m. or maybe you want a bedtime snack of ice cream and potato chips, the worst time to eat. You don't want to eat about 3 hours before you go to bed. So chronic stress elevates blood levels of cortisol, and that increases cravings for fattening, sweet, and salty foods. Keep that in mind. And let me finish this off by saying that stress eating also will manifest in stuffing or eating to control uncomfortable emotions, particularly a confrontation or nervous nibbling, you know, or really oral fidgeting aimed at relieving nervous energy or giving your mouth something to do, especially in a stressful social situation. So this means what? You've got to be more mindful about your eating, when you eat. It's best to eat to live, don't live to eat. Many dishes, many diseases. Benjamin Franklin said that. Be aware of when you eat. Eat when you're hungry, not because you're nervous or upset. You know, the food is there to fuel your body, not to satisfy all your uncomfortable emotions. You know, so be aware. And if you just are in a mood with a lot of people around and you're a little uncomfortable and you're not feeling quite confident, just look for low-calorie things to eat. You never can go wrong with a fresh fruit or specially cut-up vegetables. When people ask me what I eat, I say I eat a vegetable-centric diet. Vegetables are like the important part of my diet, the most important part, and then I supplement in around all the vegetables because they have the highest nutritional value and the lowest calories.
Oh, well, and that works in your favor. Well, it has been a wonderful time here with you, Susan. You got a couple of new books out, of course, Wired for High Level Wellness, and that's one of them. You have a lot of these tips in these books as well. And you also have a healthy living newsletter. How can folks find your books and also get
and
signed up for the newsletter? Yeah.
Thank you, Tony. Yeah. Yes, just go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com. Those really are my names. And then right there on the homepage, the first slider that comes up is this beautiful field of sunflowers. And it says free healthy living newsletters. So make sure that you click there. It takes about 15 seconds to sign up. Once a month, you'll get a beautiful newsletter from me with lots of great healthy information in it. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Susan Smith Jones. And go in the navigation bar on my website. Go to books. You can click on Uplifted or you can click on Invest in Yourself with Exercise, or even Wired for High Level Wellness. Yes, you can get them at Amazon, but on those pages, you'll find out if you want to get an autograph copy by me, and in each autograph copy that I then put in an envelope, I go to the post office here in Brentwood where I live. It will include a personal note card to you and also a bookmark. And I've got a search bar on the website. You might want to search out Olbus. You might want to search out infrared sauna, alkaline water, molecular hydrogen inhalation, and you'll get lots of articles and great scientific studies to back everything.
All right, sounds good. Susan, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You're such a wealth of knowledge, And I love soaking it all up. It's great. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tony. I look forward to our next visit.